Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. All right, Southern California, what a strange week we are having. Frankly, if you have Mercury retrograde in your chart, this could be your week. Isn't it funny if you're having a wonderful transit in your chart and you say to yourself, well, Farley Malaris says there's a moon wobble and Mercury retrograde. Hey, don't let it bother you. Just because there's a moon wobble and Mercury retrograde doesn't mean there's going to be 100% of failure connected with all new beginnings, new starts, and also new projects. Nah, that's not the way it works. It just means the percentage of failure or disappointment is increased. It's not a total failure, so it doesn't mean to put a stop or a halt on your life. No matter what happens, you know, so that's why I like to rise above it, and that's why I say there are those people that don't believe in astrology or the powers of the universe. There are those people that do believe in astrology and the powers of the universe and respect them, study them, and understand them. And then there are those that just rise above the whole thing. And we are no longer part of this dimension anymore. Okay. Yeah, well, I feel pretty good. I had a wonderful weekend with my mom and my dad, my family and my friends, and gosh, life can be a lot of fun when you make it so. So today's topic has all to do with creating a beautiful universe. It's about manifestations, visualizations, and how you can get anything you want. And I'm going to give you some steps to follow because do you know why? Because so many of you are going through that little bitty situation in astrology that we call chart on fire. That means that number one, you are probably going through some transits in your astrology chart, squares and oppositions and inconjunct transits that can make your life rather stressful, especially if you're pushing for things that won't work or if you're being selfish for something that won't happen. Or if you're chasing a wraith or a shadow or a dream, you know, let's face it, I know some of you out there want to be superstars in show business, and I know some of you out there want to be millionaires, and I know some of you out there want careers that are fun. It's just not going to happen until you start visualizing the positives. You know, so many of us are into Murphy's Law syndrome that we are surround ourselves not only in our childhood, but also as we grow up and become adults and young adults and such with people that are always telling us what we can or can't do. And that's why I have learned to avoid people that use the words, you can't do that, Farley. And the only reason for that, frankly, there's a couple reasons why people make it in this world. You know, you get a rock star like Michael Jackson, or you get some of these people like Neil Diamond or, you know, I don't know, just people that become superstars, and you take a look at their astrology charts and, yep, there it is, clear as the nose in your face, this person was destined when they were a child to become mega famous, almost like George Bush's chart, Ronald Reagan's chart. Some people are just meant to rise up and be there, and they know it. So no matter what anyone says, they never let any negatives get to them. They're much more of a stronger emotional fiber and a mental fiber, and they have that no-lose attitude, that win-win-win attitude, which is wonderful. But then the rest of us are extremely sensitive. Let's say you have a little Cancer in your chart, maybe a tad of Scorpio like me, or maybe some Pisces in your chart, and you have that elephant's memory that never forgets. And when you were growing up in your childhood environment, you were around that person that was so used to failure. Could have been your dad or your mom or somebody that would just sit there with a beer or with some scotch or sit there with a joint and watch TV and waste their lives or whatever, being miserable and depressed and focused on nothingness. And this kind of rubbed off on you. You know, maybe you were the one that ended up with a bottle of scotch and a cigarette or a beer or whatever and wasted your life too. And then the rest of us are able to somehow process and shake off these demons and these negative effects of conditioning and environment from our friends and our relatives and our peers. And we are the ones that are literally able to make our lives work. You know, if you can imagine something good and you actually believe it's possible, then you have the power of God inside of you to will it to happen. And you know, there's a lot of people that'll call me up and say, well, Farley, I visualized being rich and famous, and I visualized having a perfect relationship, and I visualized all this money and not being in jail anymore. And I'll say, well, oh, that's real good. You know, do you believe it was possible, though? And they go, well, not really. I really didn't believe the whole time it was possible. And that's the problem. You know, it's a total sacrifice. It's an unconditional surrender to the universe, allowing the universe to bring you situations and events to your higher good. And usually you have to go through a waiting period. The mistake that people make is they sit there and they follow the metaphysical instructions, right? They visualize and they think about, they imagine, and they try to manifest things occurring in their lives. And they don't get any immediate response. Sometimes it doesn't happen for a few days or a week or 2 weeks or a month or 2 months or 5 months. And they go, ah, that metaphysical stuff's a bunch of baloney. You know, the things that I have in my life, like the radio show, like some of my closer friends, like the boat I always dreamed of having, even though it's 15 years old, I have one. And like my car that I have now, and also some of the people in my life that are so wonderful and exciting and enthusiastic and positive and confident. Now, we're talking about years and years of being metaphysically involved and sitting there and meditating on these principles and surrendering and sacrificing my morals and my ethics and my conditioning to the universe and allowing the universe to bring me these elements to my highest good. You know that saying, you gotta believe? Well, it's true. You got to. And if you have one iota, one single fiber, 1.001 percentage point of doubt in your mind, then it is that, you know, it's really sad how it works, but negative energy somehow can either shatter or overwhelm or postpone or totally negate positive energy. I'll give you a comparison. Let's say that you are in a relationship that's wonderful for 10 years. No problems. None at all. It's going along great. But all of a sudden, one day, you make one itty-bitty mistake. You either don't come home one night, right? Or you met an old girlfriend and you kissed her, you know, a few times, but your wife finds out about it, and the next thing you know, you're divorced. Now, isn't it strange how much power negative energy has in this universe? See, like, this dimension, the third dimension, is a yin-yang dimension that has energies that are 50-50, you know, usually 50-50 pull, okay? So that means that there could be a negative force that is underlying that marriage, that relationship, and the negative energy that would come about would trigger all that negative energy, anything that could possibly be held in regret, remorse, doubt, or whatever by that woman. Now she is given a cop-out, an escape route, to get out of that marriage from the one mistake that her husband would make. Well, it's the same thing with life. You know, you can be as positive and as positive and as positive as you want. You can sit there every day and visualize and imagine all this good in your life, and you can think that you're patient as the dickens to get what you're asking the universe. But if you're not patient, you know, I have learned that sometimes it takes a little time. But I've also learned that you better believe, because you are particles of the God force. In fact, because there is an I am entity inside of you that is, in fact, the entire sum total of this God force. Down deep inside of you, you have that I am force, I am energy inside of you that is so incredibly awesome that no matter what you say, no matter what you think, and no matter what you believe will become manifest for sure, especially the negative energy, because of the power that negative force has in this realm, in this dimension, the third dimension. That is why, as part of the philosophy of this show, I always tell you to keep an open mind, don't form any bottom lines, and practice being optimistic, confident, positive, and like Terry Cole Whitaker says, just retaining a basic common denominator no matter what you do in your life. I'm blissful, I'm happy, that's it. Very simple. That's my philosophy. I'm blissful, I'm happy, back off if you don't like it. If you want to get in my way, then get out of here, because I'm blissful and I'm happy. No one's going to stop me from being blissful. There are so many ways that you can design your future. You know, I am somebody that likes to sort of twiddle with things. I'm a fix-it sort of guy. I used to make model airplanes and model trains and boats, and sometimes I think I'm affected by the airplane glue when I think about how much I used to enjoy smelling it as a young boy, but nobody knew it did brain damage back then. But actually, I like to tinker with things, And sometimes, because I feel so metaphysical and so powerful when I meditate, and I do get in touch with this enormous force of energy inside of me, I know that I have the capability to design whatever I want. And for those of you that have Leo force in your chart, because Leo is the sign that is that rules the sun in this part of the galaxy, our sun sign, the star, the closest star, the Leo force, I believe, is more in touch with this creative willpower, this creative power of manifestation. That is why we say that if you have trines to your sun, or sextiles to your sun sign, or if you have trines to Leo planets, or if you have planets in the fifth house that are trined, or if your fifth house lord has nice trines and sextiles to it, yes, you would be more capable, more qualified, and more able to be more confident, more optimistic, and more in touch and control of this willpower energy that I'm talking about. You know, I know some people that have grand trines in their chart. They have wonderful aspects in their chart. They don't do anything with their lives. Do you know why? Because the universe provides for them the basics. I know people that don't work, and they don't really do much except have a good time. They go to movies, they eat, they travel, they sleep, they party with their friends. And they don't have much of a work resume, because they don't need to, because they're from rich families, and they're taken care of. But you know, they also are not aware of these metaphysical principles that I'm talking about today, because if they were, and if they really did want to go beyond what they are right now as far as some of the limitations, you know, because if you live in a house and you're being taken care of by the government for welfare or by Social Security, or if you're being taken care of by a rich family or whatever, the universe somehow is providing for you, you're still sort of in a rut. It's still very frustrating to see other people striving to be happier and successful and have relationships and such. So a lot of people, you know, they do allow the universe to provide for them, but they don't get ambitious or enthusiastic about exactly what they can truly do with their power. Because if I was in a position where I was kind of like spoon-fed by the universe, and it gave me all that free time, instead of watching TV or going to movies or spending time traveling or going to concerts, I'd probably get into an intense visualization meditation schedule and routine every day, where I could literally take this Leo force in my chart, which is so strong because I have Sun, Pluto, Mercury, and Leo trine Jupiter, and I actually have been known to sit down for between 1 and 6 hours and design on paper with a pen or in a tape recorder with a microphone exactly the type of incident that I want in my life to occur. Like, let's say, you know, a lot of times people say, Farley, why aren't you on TV? Why haven't you done a television show? And oftentimes I'll say, well, down deep, I really don't want it. Maybe down deep, I'm frightened of it. Maybe down deep, I think it's too much work, too much responsibility, and I'm frightened of some of the publicity nationally, as far as astrology is concerned. Maybe not everybody will be like Southern California. Maybe there'll be too many hostile elements out there. Maybe intuitively, I know that. Maybe that's part of what would be created. See, so, but if I actually sat down with a piece of paper and a pencil every day and designed the principle of the Astrology Hour television program, and actually made out, you know, visualized and wrote out and organized exactly how the show would come off, the format, how the advertisers, maybe specifically the companies that would advertise, the topics, the guests, and the people that would be involved, and if I did it every day, it would manifest, because that's what I know and I have proven works. You know, a lot of us say, you know, they call me up, people call me up and they say, Farley, why don't I have that relationship I want? Or Farley, why is it that I keep going through so many people relationships? Or Farley, why can't I have that career I want? You know why? Because people are frightened. They're afraid, and they don't want to embrace the responsibility that is involved with them having the success they think they want. And it is that, it, once again, that single thread, that single fiber of doubt, that 0.0001 percentage point of doubt that prevents all of you thousands of actors and actresses out there that want to be a superstar, that there's a part of you inside you that says no, either you can't do it, or no, you're afraid to really be in that position. And it is that fiber of doubt that limits you from getting that job in the cattle call, when there's somebody out there that has no doubt. They have no doubt. They know they are already a winner. You know, I had somebody call me the other day from a hotel chain and ask me if I wanted to do a daily horoscope for the chain of hotels. And, you know, I know, you know, I said to the guy, I says, hey, I know that if I did that for you, that it would be a major winner. You know, it would make you, your company would skyrocket. It would be tremendous for my personal publicity, of course, if that's what I wanted. And this guy was amazed at my attitude. He said, like, God, I've never met someone with such a positive attitude before. But that's the way my life is. You know, my life is win, win, win. You know, lately I've been having a test. I've been going to the horse races with my dad because we breed horses. He breeds horses and raises them from little babies. You know, that's his thing. And I've been going to the track with him for fun, of course, and radiating this positive attitude. I've been looking at him and say, Dad, you know, we cannot lose. Yesterday, for fun, we played the pick six, and we had 5 out of 6 winners, which only gave us a $56 consolation for the $2 ticket. But the fact was that we almost won the pick six. Isn't it funny how the people that win the lotto probably have no, you know, they're probably so sure that they're going to win that they win. You know, they get it. You know, and it's like when you compare yourself with the 5-10 million people that are all playing the lotto, I would have to say it is the person that probably has that most absolute level of confidence that allows them to climb the mountain, rise up over the top of it, and finally attain it. You know, so there's a couple things I recommend for this topic as far as designing whatever you want to happen in your life. And number one, it's removing the fear, okay? Removing the fear. Number two, it is removing the doubt, okay? Number three, it is removing the failure syndrome that may be ingrained in your soul. And number four, it is embracing a positive and confident and no-lose attitude, okay? And number five, it would also be to design on a regular basis, either on paper, in a tape recorder, or in your mind, and visualize and imagine exactly the scene that you want in your life, exactly the characters you want. You know, it's funny that for a long, long time, I had asked to meet a Leo friend with a Leo moon on my sun, Libra rising 20 degrees and Mars in Cancer at 5. And I had considered with other astrologers the odds of meeting someone exactly with that type of chart. Libra 20 like me, Mars in Cancer at 5, Leo sun and Leo moon on my sun. And they looked at me and said, Farley, you're crazy. It's 1,000,000,000 to 1. I said, no way. It's possible. It's going to happen. I believe it'll happen. It took me 5 months to manifest this individual. But this individual eventually came into my life. And it blew my mind, because when I looked at that person's chart, I said, I can't believe this. Libra 20, Mars 5, Cancer, Sun, Moon on my moon. It works. It actually worked. I designed you. And they looked at me and said, no kidding. I said, yeah, I did design you, and here you came into my life. And we got along as great friends, best friends, and that's the way it works. So you can be that finicky. You can be as finicky enough. You know, I used to think, well, this manifestation visualization stuff is important because let's say somebody is sick. And, of course, I'm not a doctor and I make no guarantees as far as medically. But I would have to tend to think that considering the power of God we do have, that no matter what illness you do have and no matter what other doctors might say, you know, and I can't stand it in society. When the American Medical Association creates this energy and this force that is known as terminal, they have everyone in society believing that AIDS is a terminal disease because they can't cure it right now or because it is so devastating. They've created this energy force that's killing all these people with AIDS. You know, if they could reverse that and create hope and light and love and say, no, we have discovered that AIDS is not no way terminal. It doesn't mean that, of course, some people might have died of it, but it is not a final disease. Same with leukemia and cancer and heart disease. They have all these, you know, all these finite limitations are everywhere in society. They're like ghosts. And they're everywhere in our families and in our friendships and in our environment. And they just, not only do they threaten us, they anchor us and hold us down, hold us firm, and prevent us from having the bliss and the happiness and the mobility and the creativity and the incitement and the enlightenment and the positive, confident attitudes that we know we have inside of ourselves to create just what we want in our lives. Do you know, people over and over again on this show listen to my philosophy every single day, and they still call me up and give me the power over them in career and relationships. They want to know what I see in their chart with career and relationships. Can you believe that? After listening to this show, some of them for years, they want me to look in their career. When they can sit down every day and take this topic, record this show, and follow these principles of how to design your life, and sit there and remove the negativity, remove the doubt, and remove the failure syndrome, embracing the positive, confident attitudes, and then finally designing, practicing and designing exactly what you want in your life every day, sometimes spending 1, 2, or 3 hours a day on visualizing and designing these projects. You know, could be business. It might be theatrical. It could be radio and television. It might be relationships. It could be a family. It might be a baby that you want. Maybe it's a weight change. You know, it could be some kind of life change, life goal. And it all it takes is a matter of, or a health change, right? It just takes a matter of you sitting down with yourself, involving yourself in this new hobby, in believing you can do something, in willing something to happen, in imagining it can be done, and removing all that doubt. And it might, like I say, some things might take a little while. You know, if you really want to be a superstar, if you really want to lose your anonymity, if you really want to go everywhere in the world and let people wherever you go bother you for your autograph and for your and to touch you and to have a particle of your clothing or whatever, if you want to know what it feels like to be Morgan Fairchild or to be Dan Rather or Tom Selleck or whatever, then, you know, if you sit there and you believe in it hard enough, look out, because you might just get your wish. And then you'll call me up one day, like a lot of the people I know that are in show business, that have risen up in show business and become famous, like Arsenio Hall and John Mulrooney and a lot of people that I've known that I have helped and assisted with astrological, metaphysical concepts, like Boy George, who I warned him of a heroin or a drug addiction a year before it happened, and he laughed because I saw in his chart a tendency towards that, and he didn't make it. He didn't overcome it right away, so it did get to him. So we got him back on a better track of visualizing and manifesting sobriety and happiness and health and positive awareness and positive thinking. See, if a person doesn't want to do it, if a person is not ready to do it, then they're going to have elements in their life that will hold them down, that will be negative. But if a person makes up their mind to plug into that God force and practice this detailed design of visualizing and manifesting, asking the universe for your highest good. I always say, for my highest good, this is what I want. I'll give you an example of what I will say. For my highest good, what I would like, okay, is I would like my mother and my father to be very happy and very blissful in their older years, and to be surrounded with an aura of glistening, glowing health, and to be allowed to have adventure and fun and variety and new friends and blissful relationship with their children. As they grow older, they'll feel younger and healthier and more energetic, and they'll also be able to do things they never did before, conquer goals they never thought possible, and also be able to do everything they wanted to do in their lives for their highest good. You know, things like that. Things like that are what we do in order to create and manifest exactly what we want to happen in our lives, and we practice that over and over again. If you sit there and think negative thoughts of your friends and negative thoughts of your parents and negative thoughts of yourself or anyone in your life, like your birds, your pets, your animals, your dog, your cat, whatever, and then all of a sudden you notice their condition deteriorating and exactly becoming the way you visualize it, then there's no wonder. You know, there's no wonder why these mothers that sit there and worry about their kids. Do you know, my mother, God bless her, she warned me 10 years ahead of time that I was going to catch a BB ricochet in my eye. She said, I don't want you to have a BB gun because you're going to shoot yourself in the eye with it. Do you know that it took 12 years until I was 12 years old for this visualization of worry to manifest, but I did buy the gun, I did forge the signature, and the very first day I had that gun, I did catch a ricochet in my eye, and I did almost lose the eye and blind myself, and my eyesight has been affected ever since. And, you know, I'm not saying that worry had something to do with it, but that's what this topic's all about. Surrounding yourself and your loved ones and people you know and the world with love and light and positive thinking. That's right. You can sit there and design peace on earth every day on a piece of paper just the way you'd like to see it. And look out, because it might happen. If there's enough people out there practically designing in specifics what they want in the new age for this earth, that's exactly what will turn it around. Because people like that will rise up as leaders. They might turn around with certain concepts and philosophies, which would be just what the world or a certain particular government might need. They'll suddenly gain recognition and be recognized by others with like-minded interests. And before you know it, bingo, it changes. And God initiates this stuff. It makes it happen. See what I mean? So really, this is a critical topic, especially for those of you that are in a rut, that don't know what to do about your career, your relationships, or your life's missions, or your goals. And if you follow some of these procedures, especially believing it can happen, you gotta believe, and taking the time to specifically design what you want, asking the universe for permission to your highest good, or for the highest good of anyone you might want to be helping manifest something good for, I say stop the worry, stop the negativity, stop the judgment, stop the criticism. If you don't like the way somebody is in their life, don't tell them, don't put them down, don't criticize them, don't make them feel bad, don't create a negative. When you have private time in the side, and you may be a super Virgo or something and taking offense to this, right? That's okay, I'm a progressive Virgo. What you need to do is sit down and design a happier picture for their life on your piece of paper. Design it for them. If you don't like the way they drink or they smoke, visualize them being sober and design it in detail on tape and on a tape recorder or on paper so you can help them institute that quality instead of giving them more pressure by being critical or judgmental or being forceful or being a nail in their side, something that'll make them want to get loaded. Help them visualize and manifest something good in their life and look out, because it might work. They may go sober. It worked with my friend Eddie. Well, I did that for Eddie when I saw he was having a problem, and for years I visualized him being sober, and he's been sober for going on 3 years now. So you can do it. You know, and that was a guy a lot of people thought, no way, and that's why it was so hard for him to be sober, because of all those people with that attitude of no way. But we turned it around, and he's fine now. And that's why if there's somebody that's sick or dying or has a dread disease that everyone else in the world's predicted is terminal, but you and your family surround this person with love and light and healing energy, look out, because he might survive. Because there'll be so much power involved in that force of confidence that maybe the patient themselves may start to believe it, and that'll help them turn it around. That's how healing, light, and love works. Ooh, what a topic today. How to design your own universe. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that.